So now let's carry on with tone units. Imagine we have utterances and we have tone, intonation. How do we analyze these utterances? According to phonologists, we have four components that are written there. The most important component is the nucleus, guys. The tonic syllable. It's called tonic. Why? Because it carries tone. What's the tonic syllable in any utterance? It's the most important syllable, and it should be stressed. It's the stressed syllable of the word. So the most important syllable and the stressed one in the most important word in your utterance. Is it clear, guys? For instance, I am happy. Now, how do I know which one is the tonic syllable? Normally, you do not know, except if you hear it. Why? Because it carries tone, normally. If I say, I am happy, so ha is normally the tonic syllable. Why? Because it's the tonic syllable. It's not the whole word. Okay? So the important word is happy, but the important part of the word is happy. Okay? But if I say, I am happy, which one here is I? So the tonic syllable is I, not ha of happy. Okay, guys, so I changed. Or you could say, I am happy. I am no longer. It means in the past I was sad, maybe. Now I am happy. Okay, guys, at the present. So here, am is the tonic syllable. Clear, guys? So in speech, you know it through the tone. Okay? And in the written form, inshallah, la prochaine fois, you will find it underlined, gawam satra, underlined, or with the tone written, kima, like mom over there. I put the tone written on it. Clear, guys? And sometimes also, you could find it out, thanks to the diagrams, inshallah, in the last week, we will see the practice with the diagrams, and you will know how to figure out the tonic syllable. Clear, guys, for this?